welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today. On yesterday's broadcast, we began looking at how to develop faithfulness. We looked at some opening scriptures about the faithfulness of Jesus. We talked about what is faithfulness, and perhaps the best way we might describe it is a proper handling of our responsibilities toward the Lord as well as toward man. God gives us these responsibilities as His stewards, and our right handling of those responsibilities depends on God's love working in our hearts. How much do we want to please the Lord? If we really love God and seek to love others, then we'll see that character of Jesus, that faithfulness, develop in our lives. And that, as you perhaps recall, is one of the commendations the Lord gives when He passes out the rewards. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well, today we want to look at some examples of faithful saints that are found in the scriptures. Now, perhaps one of the first that might come to mind is that of God's servant Abraham. God spoke of him as faithful. In Galatians, the third chapter, verse 9, Paul says, "So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." And then there's another reference in Nehemiah, the ninth chapter. I'm going to start reading at verse 7. "Thou art the Lord, the God, who didst choose Abram, and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gavest him the name Abraham, and foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him to give him the land of the Canaanites, and to his seed." I didn't read all of it, but basically he's described as found faithful in heart before the Lord. And then Moses is described as faithful. In the account in Numbers, the 12th chapter, verse 7, if you recall, Aaron and Miriam started grumbling against Moses because of his Ethiopian wife, and the Lord calls them both to task, and He said, you know, if there's a prophet, I'll speak to him in visions and dreams, but not so Moses, who was faithful in all mine house. He spoke to Moses face to face. And so he was putting them in their place. They had no right to speak against faithful Moses. And then in Hebrews, the third chapter, well, let me start reading at verse 2. This is referring to Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. So Moses was spoken of as a faithful servant. And then, I won't take the time to turn to all of these, but Hananiah is referred to as faithful in Nehemiah 7 and 2. And then in the 13th chapter of Nehemiah, verse 13, the treasurers, Shemaliah, Zadok, Pedahiah, Hanan, and Mattaniah, they are referred to as faithful. Daniel, in the 6th chapter, verse 4, is spoken of as faithful. Let me share that. "Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him." And then there's also a reference in 1 Corinthians the 4th chapter, verse 17, and this is regarding Timothy. Paul writes, "For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church." And there's a reference of Onesimus in Colossians 4:9, Silvanus, 1 Peter 5:12, and then in Revelation, the 2nd chapter, verse 13, the Lord talks about the martyrdom of Antipas, who was his faithful witness. And so we see that the Holy Spirit has made sure throughout the Word of God that some faithful people are listed in the Bible so that we have their lives as examples and illustration of faithfulness. Now, what are some of the distinguishing characteristics of a faithful person? That would be good to look at. Well, first of all, he observes sound teaching. A faithful person can be trusted to teach others the essential true principles of God's Word and grace. Such a person teaches not only by word, that is by verbally or precept, but by example. In 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 2, we find Paul writing, "The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." The strength of Christ's body and the local church grows through faithful people. So a faithful person observes sound teaching, and secondly, he knows when to keep quiet and when to speak. A faithful person's love will cover a multitude of sins. That's what the scripture says. While we're certainly not to take a light view of sin, neither are we to multiply it by spreading the failure of fellow Christians all around. That's nothing but gossip. It's good to confront the person and to offer prayers when sin is evident, for a talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth a matter. That's Proverbs 11:13. And of course, if someone shares the secrets of his heart with you, it's extremely important to be faithful to that confidence. So a person who is loving and faithful will, through love, cover a multitude of sin, will deal when direct dealing is necessary, but not spread unnecessary gossip that would weaken and shake the faith of others. So that's a very sensitive subject, and of course, many Christians are just the opposite. They hear something, and they're on the phone, "Did you hear what such and such?" You know, and this is not pleasing to the Lord. And thirdly, a faithful person will wound, but only when he will follow through with healing and restoration. I'll have to give you some scriptures to validate that. Of course, all of this must be done in a spirit of meekness. A faithful man, according to scripture, will wound his friends for their healing because he truly loves. Then that's just like our Heavenly Father. Sometimes he has to see us wounded, if you will, or chastened, so that we can learn what we need to learn. We can grow in godliness and in the fruit of the Spirit and be a fruitful child who lives an abundant life. Proverbs 27:6 says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." A doctor, if we just want to have a natural analogy, what if he does surgery? Well, he will wound or open up people for the sole purpose, why? Of making them well again. So only a true friend will try to wound you with your healing in view. They don't want to hurt you, but they want to see you made whole. And this is a very delicate operation, as we're sometimes called upon to perform on our friends. Faithfulness, beloved, is a large part of restoration and reclaiming in the community of Christians. And we maybe not see a lot of that, but that is something. Faithfulness to restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, all this is very essential if we're going to be found a faithful person. Now, let's go on to another aspect, and that's the rewards of faithfulness, something I'm sure we all want to hear, and I'm going to give you some scripture promises, share them with you. I'll start with Psalm 31:23. The Lord preserves the faithful. Without the faithful, the work of the Lord would not continue. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. So the Lord will preserve the faithful. And here's another good one. Proverbs 28:20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. God is faithful, beloved. When he finds a faithful man or woman, he is always faithful to keep his promises to that person. When we have fruit that remains, we can ask anything in his name and it will be given. But only the faithful are really fruitful. Let me share another scripture, Proverbs 13:17. A faithful ambassador is health. Beloved, it takes faithfulness in a Christian ambassador to bring healing to our world, and we're so in need of that. We must be faithful, or we're simply going to fall away when the battles come. We will have to be faithful, have that built into our character and lifestyle to bring healing, because, beloved, there are so many needs today. There are so many obstacles to discourage. Therefore, our minds must be made up that we're going to do a job for God, regardless of anything else. Luke 16:10 says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Once we've learned faithfulness in lesser areas, we've learned the principles of faithfulness, we have to master lesser things before God moves us on to greater things. The greatest area of faithfulness we will ever have is to serve or to be a servant. The number of things in which we serve will increase. Well, there's still yet more to share on this subject, and I will bring this broadcast to conclusion, and we'll pick up just where we left off tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you, dearly beloved, for your prayer support and for your financial help. Only the Lord can show you how much it means, not only to him, but to me. Thank you so much for joining me. And in a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. If you have prayer needs, won't you write? I know I'll be blessed by whatever God sends back for your encouragement. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,